With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A new development in former President Trump's New York case.
Judge Juan Merchan, the judge overseeing the Donald Trump criminal trial, sent a letter to the Trump defense attorneys and the prosecution about a posting on the Unified Court System's public Facebook page. The comment stated, "My cousin is a juror and says Trump is getting convicted. Thank you, folks, for all your hard work." It's not clear if the individual who posted the comment is, in fact, related to a jury member that heard the case or had indeed received information about the verdict. Trump was found guilty on all 34 counts of falsifying business records and is scheduled to appear for sentencing on July 11th. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Under New York law, a defendant can move to vacate a verdict on the basis of juror misconduct if and only if he can prove by a preponderance of evidence that there was misconduct and that the misconduct created a substantial risk of prejudice. Also at SRNNews.com, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Russia's advance on Ukraine's second largest city is all but over.
While they are still under pressure from the Russians, particularly in the east, that because they have now been able to receive the benefits of five security packages and now six coming, as the president announced today, that they have been able to thwart Russian advances, particularly around Kharkiv. The Russians really have kind of stalled out up there.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says he will defy subpoenas from congressional Republicans that he does not agree with. Garland's statement came after Republicans threatened to hold him in contempt in their efforts to gain access to audio recordings from special counsel Robert Hur's investigation into Biden's handling of classified materials. Garland's refusal comes at the same time the Biden administration is having Steve Bannon jailed. This is SRN News. A new poll finds many Americans support Harrison Butker. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The kicker for the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs sparked controversy last month with a commencement speech in which he condemned abortion, the LGBT agenda, and President Biden's support for both. He was hammered in the mainstream media and on social media, but a new poll from Rasmussen Reports finds that 58% of Americans support Butker's right to say whatever he wants about anything he wants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new Washington state parental rights law will be allowed to take effect after a court commissioner declined to issue an emergency order, temporarily blocking it. King County Superior Court Commissioner Mark Hillman said queer trans groups who are challenging the law did not show it would create the kind of imminent harm necessary to warrant blocking it. It requires schools to notify parents if their child is living as the opposite sex at school. This is SRN News. Drug overdose deaths in Kentucky fell nearly 10% last year.
It marks the second straight yearly decline, but Governor Andy Beshear says the fight against addiction is far from over. Officials credit a comprehensive response that includes treatment and prevention as well as illegal drug seizures by law enforcement. U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the latest report is a cause for hope. McConnell has steered huge sums of funding to his home state over the years to help combat addiction. John Scott reporting.
The heat wave has been baking much of the West with triple-digit temperatures. Looks to continue over the weekend and into next week. Temperatures are forecast to reach their highest since last summer from parts of interior California into Oregon and the Rockies. The final Wheel of Fortune episode, hosted by Pat Sajak, aired last night. He's hosted the show since 1981. He'll be replaced by Ryan Seacrest. More details at SRNNews.com.